There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Another big problem is the NCT. There's so many things in Ireland wrong at the moment. No fire station in Ballincollig. 90 cents for the scoop of cream and a bit of apple tart. And the NCT has a colossal backlog. 375,000 vehicles now overdue for their NCT, according to the most recent figures. There was a motion passed unanimously at Cork County Council at its most recent meeting. It was proposed by an independent councillor, John Healy, where he said he asked the council to write to the minister, Eamon Ryan, to suggest or to tell the NCT that every vehicle should get a 2-year NCT cert until such time as the backlog is lowered. It's every year now for a car of 10 years or older. Has to have it done every year. And Councillor Healy is suggesting that if, for a period of time, you gave everybody a 2-year cert, that would cut the backlog and cut it quickly. It seems to make sense. You wonder, does it? Liam Cotter of Liam Cotter and Associates is an assessor and a loss adjuster and a man of much experience yourself, Liam, in dealing with the NCT over the years. Your thoughts? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Of all of the proposals that we've heard lately about how to solve this particular problem, this is by far the best one. I was having a conversation with some colleagues a couple of weeks ago, and we were discussing this exact point, in fact. And this is absolutely a fabulous idea. And I think that the only hope you have of resolving the waiting list, I mean, the hugely significant waiting list, is to implement this proposal. In fact, it's 24 months for almost every other country in Europe. We're actually an outlier in Ireland by having this 10-year rule that you switch over to 1 year after 10 years after a vehicle passes its 10th birthday. So in actual fact, we'd be doing, by making this change, we would actually be just realigning with what they do in Europe. In France and Germany, for instance, it's a 24-month test, irrespective of the age of the car. So it's not that a dramatic proposal when you look at what they're doing in other countries in Europe.
There's another idea that came in to me a couple of weeks ago, Liam, we were discussing this, and supposing my NCT due date was January, okay, and the best appointment I can get is the end of this month. My NCT cert, assuming I pass, still runs out again in January. That'd be another idea. To 12 months from the date you pass.
Yes, very often people's cars pass a test and then have only 7 months to run on the new test. That's the net effect of what's happening. I mean, let me put this into perspective. I mean, back when the NCT was introduced in 2000, the national car fleet at that point was approximately 1.3 million cars. It is now 2.5 million cars. It's the national car fleet has therefore increased in the last 23 years approximately by over a million cars. Now, where the 10-year rule mightn't have been a problem back then, it's a problem now. And it should be said, it's complicated by the fact that the NCT are having major staff issues. And that's probably part of the reason why the backlog is so huge. So my own personal view is that this is something that could be implemented immediately. We're doing nothing different than they do in France and Germany, for instance.
Right.
Okay, in the UK, the MOT is still only 12 months across the board after 3 years. So, again, it's slightly different. But in Europe, certainly, it's 24 months across the board. And Ireland are on their own with this 10-year rule.
You mentioned the MOT, Liam, but would I be right in thinking that if my car in the UK requires an MOT, I can go to my main dealer and have it done there? I don't have to queue up outside some other company.
That brings me to my second point very neatly, PJ. I've always said that having one company run the NCT is a bad idea. There's a whole motor trade there, many of whom are willing to get involved in car testing. They have the resources, they have the facilities, and are perfectly happy. Let me give you one example. I'm sure your listeners haven't heard too much about the CVRT system, which is the system that they use for testing commercial vehicles in this country. Is there any controversy with that system? Do you ever hear anything about it? And every single one of those tests are done by private garages, private commercial garages for the RSA.
The CVRT is the commercial vehicle equivalent of the NCT. So my little van for my plumbing business or my carpentry business or whatever I have, I bring it down to the main dealer, they do it for me once a year, away you go.
Correct. And every single company in that system is similar to the MOT. They're your local truck garage, they carry out the CVRT testing. There's no problem with delays, there's no problem with backlogs, and the system runs away quietly without any controversy.
Now, given
part of the problem here is that contracts are agreed and in place at the moment, so you couldn't make those changes immediately. But I think the next 10-year phase of the NCT, I think that the contract should be put out not only to a single company like a plus who run the current system, but they.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
People in the motor trade should be allowed to tender for NCT work. And I think that would help with the backlog issue, because you're then bringing in a whole string of new infrastructure and resources to keep the testing of motor vehicles on an even keel. It's complicated by the fact that they can't get staff. I mean, I heard a crazy idea a couple of months ago. In fact, I saw a copy of a letter from a government minister to the RSA proposing that they dumb down the standard of qualification for testers so they could bring other people into the testing regime. Absolutely crazy. And of course, the staff in the NCT quite rightly were up in arms over it.
Now that I have you, Liam, we discussed that on the programme, and I remember SIPTU being unhappy about it. The explanation was that for the standard parts of the NCT that don't necessarily require to have had an apprenticeship as a mechanic, the basic checks, that they could be done by someone with a lower level of training, and the more complicated stuff could be done by the actual mechanic. Now, as a layman, I don't see the problem. What is the problem?
Well, look, the problem is that the qualified mechanic, and let me make point that I'm originally a mechanic myself,
okay,
PJ, but you have to have a mechanic having oversight over the entire process. It just, that's the way it has to be. And we don't have to go back very far, PJ, as you know, that if a vehicle gets through the test inadvertently, it can cause all sorts of havoc and issues. So we don't need to go there. I think
This is how you and I got to know each other. People can look it up. Like, the original purpose of the NCT, Liam, was to keep bangers and rust buckets off the road. And you just know the pushback from Eamon Ryan's office here will be, well, there's a threat to road safety if we do this 2 year. Is he talking sense or nonsense?
What I would say to that, PJ, is this. I mean, ask your listeners this question. Let them think about this. When is the last time they actually saw a banger on the road? Bangers are nearly gone. And the NCT, to be fair to it, has resulted in that all of the bad cars are nearly gone from the system. Now, interestingly enough, the age of the fleet, the national car fleet of 2.5 million, has actually got older in recent years rather than younger. Back in 2000, the average age of a vehicle was 5 years. It's now 8 years. And it was 5 years back in 2000 because of the success of the scrapping schemes, where a lot of cars were replaced, a lot of older cars were replaced. But my point about it, the test could easily go to 2 years, because what has changed in the last 20 years is the present-day car is far more superior technically than they were back in 2000. So you have a much more sophisticated car, much safer car, bristling with safety technology. That wasn't the case back in 2000. So in order to bring us into line with Europe, I would submit that 10-year rule should be scrapped. It's a bit nonsensical. And a 24-month test is the way to go. And that will substantially reduce the waiting lists. I think the staff issues is another issue. But I think part of the solution to that is to open out the NCT contract to the wider motor trade as well. I'm not saying a company like Applause can't have or can't bid for the contract, but give 60% to them and maybe put the other 40% out to tender and let the motor trade have a contract.
Well, if you take a decent-sized town, Liam, where there's bound to be at least one decent garage, and the nearest NCT testing centre, the nearest Applus tester, is 40 miles away. It's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer. And look, I mean, the MOT in the UK has been around a long time. It's not one big company running that entire show in the UK. It's thousands of independent motor traders providing that service to the state. And, you know, there's no reason why you can't have at least part of the contract given to those people who are prepared to invest and who are prepared to make this, testing facility available. They should be allowed to bid the next time. And I think that's part of the solution. That should be part of the solution as well.
Lastly and briefly, Liam, and in your experience of dealing with officialdom, and we shall leave it at that, this great idea, as you say, for members of Cork County Council, what are the chances of it actually happening?
I think with a push it can happen. It makes almost like total sense to do it, because there isn't a hope, not a prayer, that this issue can be resolved. That huge backlog, will that any dent would be put in it without bringing in, making some change. And I think this is a perfectly legitimate, intelligent proposal, and I think it should be pushed. And I think that change should come about. No right. question about it.
Liam, a pleasure talking to you, as always. Thank you. It's been a while. Hope all is going well for you. That's Liam Cotter. 0818 96 96 96. If you've had an accident, if you need something done with your car, if you need someone to fight with a garage for you about your car, best in the game is Liam Cotter. And if he says that that's a good idea from Cork County Council, that's a good idea from Cork County Council. If you ring the NCT, you'll get a faster appointment. People booking online are all getting caught. This we know. Shouldn't be the case, though. Shouldn't be the case. That's one. Good idea, Cork County Council. You come up with them now and again, you know?
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.